Robert Piggott reporting. The fact that the experience in Oxfordshire is not the first of its kind, or even the worst of its kind, tells you that the sexual exploitation of children has been going on in several places on a scale that continues to shock many people. The Prime Minister hosted a summit at Downing Street this afternoon at which he confirmed child sexual abuse should be regarded as a national priority on a par with organised crime. He announced a new offence of willful neglect of children in care or educational settings. Teachers, social workers who work with children, and counsellors who fail to protect children in their care from abuse could be jailed for up to 5 years. The children's charity, the NSPCC, is among those who'd like to make it a criminal offence for managers to knowingly not report abuse, for there to be a legal duty to report child abuse. Labour and the Liberal Democrat are in favour of mandatory reporting. The Conservatives are consulting on the idea, but for now prefer this new offence of willful neglect. Anne Lawrence is a barrister who advises the campaign group called Mandate Now. Frank Faridi is a sociologist and commentator. Before we talk in more detail with both of you about mandatory reporting, Anne Lawrence first, when it comes to protecting children, which is what everyone's concerned with here, what is the practical difference, can you explain it, between an offence of willful neglect and the mandatory reporting of child abuse?
Well, I'd like to see how effective this willful neglect will be. It's very hard to prove willful neglect. In fact, Keir Starmer only 18 months ago on a Panorama programme said that willful neglect would not protect children, that there needs to be new legislation to do so. And we say that that should be the form of mandatory reporting. It will be very difficult to show that someone actively and deliberately failed to neglected the care of a child. As in the Oxfordshire case, there was no evidence that that had happened.
So you want to see it, you think it's worth trying, but you doubt it'll work?
No, well, I think it's going to add complete confusion to the situation. If willful neglect is the route we go down instead of mandatory reporting, we're not going to get the cultural change that is needed that's just been spoken about in terms of Rotherham, Oxfordshire, and I'm sure Rochdale, which is also coming up now for scrutiny. We're not going to see that cultural change if what we're saying is the very tiny number of people that could even be brought and investigated under this current new legislation. It's not going to change the culture. It will scapegoat a couple of people and leave the culture just as it is now.
All right. Tell me about the effect mandatory reporting will have in your view.
Mandatory reporting aims at changing the culture that normalises the reporting of suspected or known abuse within regulated activities by people who are in those regulated activities. So what we're saying for mandatory reporting is that rather than the whistleblower legislation seeking to protect those who do speak out, mandatory reporting will require all people to have due regard and to report. So the whistleblower legislation is pushed away, effectively. It's not necessary anymore. And we have a change in culture where everyone becomes, in a way, sharing the burden of vulnerability and taking on board themselves an active duty to ensure that where a child is suspected to be at harm or at risk of harm, then someone does something actively about it. That's what we're looking for in mandatory reporting.
Frank Faridi, what do you think of that?
Well, I think that mandatory reporting would create an atmosphere of defensiveness, an institutionalization of defensive practice, which would create a culture where there'd be very little scope for the exercise of professional judgment or discretion. And it created a situation where people almost, you know, sort of as a template reaction, would be forced to report anything without very much thought. And I think one of the dangers of mandatory reporting is that it actually weakens the capacity of social workers and other professionals from working effectively. I think one of the problems that we have at the moment is really a situation where people are really watching their backs. They're concerned about how they seem to be behaving. They're dominated by procedures and process to the point where instead of giving leadership and trying to take risk in the good sense of finding solutions to the problems, they're much more worried about being scapegoated. And I think that it will paralyze institutions to the point at which there will be so many reports coming through that both the police and social services will find it very difficult to discriminate between what is a a really risky, dangerous situation and what just appears to be outwardly a bit of a problem.
And Lawrence, defensiveness and paralysis.
Well, no, that's not been the case in the 70 to 80% of countries in Europe, the United States of America in their states, and in the Americas generally, and also in Australia, where they have mandatory reporting. We are lagging behind most of the modern states in this world, where we're saying that we believe that the presumption is a professional will always act in the best interests of the child and will place their safeguarding as paramount. That has been proved not only in the cases in Oxfordshire, Rotherham and Rochdale not to be true, but in serious case review after serious case review that we have had in our media in the last 2 years, Jimmy Savile not least of those cases, where we've seen that professionals, for whatever reason, and there are complex sets of reasons, will not report cases even when they know something is happening, let alone suspect it's happening, as in the Daniel Pelker case. We're talking about Jimmy Savile. They knew he was abusing children and did nothing about it.
Well, what about cases, forgive me for interrupting, what about cases to pick up on one of Frank Verity's points, where the slightest thing would be reported? Are social services and the police not going to be overburdened?
OK, there are two different systems at work at the moment in terms of safeguarding children. There is social services that work primarily with abuse that happens within the home, familial contexts. There is also a whole system which is subject at the moment to statutory guidance, which has proved to be completely ineffective, which affects all regulated activities, and that is to report cases to what is known the local authority designated officers. They are in fact the safeguarding advisors to every local authority, and that includes NHS, the social services, and even and schools. So we already have two systems. One is there to protect children, and that's directed from regulated activities, and the other is there to protect children in familial settings which wouldn't fall under regulated activities. So we have the mechanisms in place. We have statutory guidance which has proved wholly ineffective in this country at getting at the bottom of these issues. So what we're saying is, rather than just having guidance which no one is following, and yet the government seeks to suggest it is, what we have is actually a positive duty enshrined in legislation itself.
Understood.
That says that if you are in a job where part of your duty is to protect children, that's what teachers are there to do, they have a safeguarding duty, then you must act on information that you have.
Understood.
Just like
I just want
you
to bring
must
in,
teach.
Of course, I just want to bring in Frank Verity to respond to that suggestion from you, Anne Lawrence, that this works very well in many other parts of the world.
I don't think it does, and I think that the danger with the proposal is that it calls into question the presumption of professional competence and professional responsibility. If we now assume that professional social workers and teachers cannot be trusted, I do think we have a big problem about bringing in and educating a new generation of these professionals. And it seems to me that at the moment we haven't got the answers to the problem, but part of the answer has got to be reliance upon social workers and teachers and other professionals to do the right thing. And I think that if you look at the experience of Australia and the United States, yes, they've introduced these rules, but has it made the situation any better? I doubt it very much, because it seems to me that at the end of the day, we're talking about cultural problems that cannot be reduced to institutional and legal solutions. And we have to ask ourselves, you know, what about the community? You know, what is the role of adults as a group of people taking responsibility for children? You know, how are these bigger question going to be answered? And I think that mandatory reporting just avoids all that.